Hey, Kathy Perry here. How you doing? So today we are doing a feeling exercise. So everything has energy. Just go with that for a second. So we have energy, animals have energy, plants have energy. If you want to go further, rocks have energy, the land has energy, everything has energy. But some you can feel more than others. So that's what we're going to try and work with. And also, when something has more vitality, it's more alive, then it will be easier for you to feel. So what you're going to do is pick something that is fairly much alive, and that's probably at the moment your own personal body. So for the first part of this exercise, we'll just use you. So if you're sitting down, take your hands. Well, first of all, take your hands and rub them together. And just get the energy flowing in your hands. Now, take your two hands and move them towards each other and hold them, say around 6 inches apart. And just sort of tap into the subtlety of feeling whether you can feel the energy between your hands. Because when you have your two hands together, there's going to be sort of a magnetic a force field that develops between your hands. And as you hold your hands and move them closer, a little closer, and what you should be able to feel is a little bit of an energy ball. I mean, it's very subtle, so you have to really allow yourself to feel this energy ball. And how you're going to feel is a little bit of resistance as you move your hands together and maybe apart a little bit. Twist your hands a little bit and see whether you can play with that energy ball and feel where the resistance starts. And as you move your hands apart a little bit again, where it sort of dissipates a bit. I mean, where's that sweet spot? So where that energy, you get lots of resistance, and then you get a lot more freedom of movement, where the energy isn't affecting you so much. So just play around with that energy ball. Once you discover it, it's kind of a neat feeling to play with and see what you can do with it. Another part of this exercise we can do is just take your hand and hold it over, let's say, your thigh or a part of your leg. If you're sitting down, that's easiest. And just hold it around 6 inches above and just feel what you feel. You don't have to feel anything in particular, just feel what you feel. You're not looking for anything to stick out so dramatically. And now move your hand and put it over something inanimate, like the chair you're sitting in, a couch, a table, a desk, something that doesn't have as much life to it, and see if it feels any different. What you're going to feel is a little bit of a density change. One's going to feel like more open space, and the other one you should at least feel a little more. We don't want to call it pressure, but we're going to feel that the space is filled with something a little more than just emptiness. So move your hand back and forth and just check that out a little bit and see whether you can feel just the subtle differences in what things feel like. All right. So I hope you had some success with that and had some fun, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.